talking about the game between Portland and Atlanta United on Saturday night. Our coverage begins in earnest from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 2 Saturday afternoon when Carl and I will host a show, and then that'll take you to Jason and Mike from 6 to game time. And, of course, Mike and Jason on the call at 8 with kickoff. It strikes me, Mike, Connie, that this team has done a pretty good job in terms of the fact that we have not really spoken about the fact this is going to be Tata Martino's final game, and that has not been a distraction at all to this club.
No, in fact, I think they've played better since we knew about it. Now, the Toronto result aside, but I don't think what happened in Toronto had anything to do with the knowledge that Tata Martino was leaving. I think there's a real genuine attitude. I believe these guys when they say that they're really trying to go out and win this for Tata. You know, Tata kind of took a little bit of a flyer in coming to MLS and coming to Atlanta United. Someone of his background who had just managed Barca and had just managed Argentina. You know, for him to take a little bit of a punt, as they say, to come to MLS and Atlanta United, you know, that was quite honestly the biggest building block of the foundation for what this club has become, you know. And Tata's presence then enabled Atlanta United to go out and recruit players like Tito Villalba and Miguel Almiron. So I really think they want to win this for him. And I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but I really believe it when they say that. And I think you're right, John. I think it's a real testament to the resiliency of this club that they learn that their manager is not going to be returning, and they go out and they snap off two pretty dominant performances in the conference semifinals and the conference finals.